This week in West Virginia history, engineer Frank Duff McIntyre died on September 4, 1957, at age 74. The Pennsylvania native and graduate of Harvard's engineering school moved to Clarksburg in 1911 to supervise construction of the Palace Furniture Company's building, which is still in use. It was one of West Virginia's first reinforced concrete buildings and launched McIntyre's career in that fledgling field. In 1914, McIntyre superintended the multi-span concrete arch bridge on Clarksburg's 4th Street. That same year, he co-founded the Concrete Steel Bridge Company, which soon had 52 teams in the field, building short to medium-spanned bridges. The company also built a few larger bridges, including the one across the Greenbrier River at Alderson. The company was forced into bankruptcy during the Great Depression. McIntyre then joined the State Road Commission. During World War II, he served as chief engineer over the U.S. Armed Forces Construction Division for the entire Middle East. Returning to Clarksburg following the war, he operated a consulting firm the rest of his life. Frank Duff McIntyre's work can still be seen in many bridges throughout West Virginia and surrounding states. For more information on Frank Duff McIntyre, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.